Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Payscene's Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, expect the cattle complex to open with follow-through strength thanks to technical buying and rising cash prospects. Hog contracts should also start out moderately higher this morning, supported by higher country sales and spillover support from the cattle futures. Well, bullish cash expectations among cattle feeders have certainly been cranked up in recent days by exploding live and feeder futures. We can start to see a few preliminary bids today, but they will surely be well under higher asking prices. Our guess is that ready steers and heifers will be priced about 120 to 122 in our part of the country. Look for futures to open at least moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and firm cash expectations. Well, after moving inadequate numbers on Monday, hog buyers didn't waste any time in correcting their procurement strategy. Specifically, they quickly moved to write much bigger checks. Not surprisingly, country movement improved significantly yesterday. Look for renewed bids today to be steady to a dollar higher as packers work to fund an aggressive kill schedule through the end of the week. Well, the grains were red again early this morning, but as yesterday showed, that doesn't necessarily lead to lower trade over the course of the day. Though off a couple of cents, soybeans have posted a solid rally this week ahead of Thursday's USDA reports. Corn and wheat have struggled a bit more. The U.S. dollar index did rally overnight, but not enough to squelch buying interest in outside. Now, winter wheat contracts lower early today, most likely in reaction to the stronger U.S. dollar index. While trends for both Chicago and Kansas City remain up on weekly charts, both seem to have lost momentum since Monday's strong close. Over to the corn futures, well, old crop March corn basically coming to a standstill near the midpoint of its sideways range between 347 and 367. Overnight trade was quiet as the contracts posted a 1 cent range. New crop December showing much to the same thing, also near the midpoint of its sideways pattern between 377 and 397. Soybeans have posted solid gains this week with recently established minor uptrends strengthening on daily charts. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Attention Dish Network customers, from all of us at News 9, we're saddened to know you aren't receiving CBS. Unfortunately, Dish has a history of blacking out channels during negotiations. More than 144 TV stations have experienced this. We aren't the first. Dish wants to increase their profit from selling you our signal. We're simply asking Dish to treat us the same as they treat bigger out-of-state companies. Call Dish at 1-855-318-0572 and demand to get your CBS back.
Well, live cattle of February closed $3 higher, 119.52 yesterday. The April up 270 at 118.67. January feeder cattle up 342, 132.70, and the March up 450, 130 even. February hogs up 130 at 65.05. The April up 59 at 69.32. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat March down a quarter penny, 438 and a quarter, and the May was down a quarter penny at 450. Chicago wheat March down a half penny, 426 and three quarters. May down a quarter penny at 439 and three quarters. March corn down 1 3/4 at 358 and a quarter. May was down 1 3/4, 365 and a quarter. March soy was up 8.5 at 1013 and three quarters. The May was up 8.5, 1022 and three quarters. March cotton up 32, 73.51, and May up 30 at 73.94. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.